2004 was the year of an acutely divided America and its growing isolation in a vastly more suspicious world. But from commentator Joseph C. Phillips' perspective, it also was a year of triumphs and important conservative changes, which he says could transform our lives for the better.
It was a year of continuing war in Iraq. The nation mourned the death of former President Ronald Reagan and celebrated the Boston Red Sox finally exercising the curse of the Bambino. It was a year filled with stories, both big and small, that will impact the lives of Americans for many years to come. Quite possibly the biggest story of the year is the resounding victory of President Bush in the November elections. Bush was faced with an economy surging in fits and starts, an unpopular war besieged with scandal, kidnappings, and beheadings, and a national cultural divide that seemed more profound than ever before. In the end, however, Bush received more votes than any other president in history, was the first candidate since 1988 to win more than 50% of the popular vote, and became the first president re-elected while gaining seats in the House and Senate since 1936. Now, some have been reluctant to describe the victory as a mandate, but however it's characterized, the victory was decisive. The president now has a cache of political capital that he will spend over the next 4 years to battle Islamic terror, transform Social Security, shape the Supreme Court, and ultimately shape the world in which the next generation of Americans live their lives. The death of Palestinian Authority leader Yasser Arafat was arguably as significant as the president's re-election. Arafat was a terrorist with the blood of thousands of Israelis and more than a few Americans on his hands. He was a thief who stole from the Palestinian people, but most importantly, he was the impediment to peace with Israel and prosperity for Palestine. Former Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas has emerged as Arafat's possible successor. He is a more moderate and pragmatic voice and is talking peace. The terrorist group Hamas has also softened its rhetoric. Now, it's far too early to be overly optimistic, but we can be cautiously hopeful. A democratic Palestine living in peace with Israel will cast a long shadow on the Islamic fanatics who are stoking the fires of Western hatred and anti-Semitism. If we also find some measure of success in Iraq, we will have won major battles in the war on terrorism. Finally, the year saw the advent of the alternative media as a real political force. Democrat Howard Dean used the internet to muscle his way into contention for his party's presidential nomination and raised more money than any other Democratic primary candidate. Dan Rather and CBS announced the existence of documents purported to prove President Bush attempted to skirt his National Guard duty. Within hours, internet blogs had broken the story that the documents were in fact fraudulent. The mainstream media largely ignored the charges of the Swift Boat veterans who spoke out against John Kerry. The story was driven onto the front pages of the news by talk radio and the internet. Regular folks, empowered by the internet, AM talk radio, and cable news, have altered the political landscape by changing forever the way in which news is reported and campaigns are mobilized. 2004 began with Janet Jackson exposing her breasts during halftime of the Super Bowl and ended with the re-election of a president. In between, there were celebrations, tears, and countless examples of the way in which world events can transform our lives.
Joseph C. Phillips is an actor and essayist living in Los Angeles.